A much-needed inpatient psychiatric unit for teens is opening up this week in central New York at a time when suicide rates for children and young adults is skyrocketing. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, this is only the first step in creating better access to child and adolescent care in a time of crisis.
The first thing you notice in the rooms at Upstate University Hospital's new 8-bed unit is there's no hardware on the beds or other furniture, items that could be used for self-harm. Joe Bujinski, medical director of the new unit, says the safety precautions also go as far as doorknobs, designed so nothing can hang from them.
One of the big risks on an inpatient setting is someone trying to hang themselves. So with those, you can't wrap something around it and hang it.
This unit will be open for children ages 12 to 17 at risk of suicide or self-harm. Before this, Upstate Interim President Mantosh Dwan says these kids often had to travel several hours from central New York for treatment or ended up in an emergency room.
Because we've not had this, we've just kept the kids in the ED. My concern about that is they don't really get treatment. They're just held. That's not acceptable.
The unit's designed for acute admission and stabilization using something called dialectal behavioral therapy. It's specifically geared towards patients with suicidal and self-destructive behaviors, says Bujinski.
It's actually shown with significant research and evidence that it reduces length of stay, reduces aggression, reduces self-harm and suicidal behaviors, and actually helps prevent them having to return to the unit.
The average stay at the unit's about 5 days, and when released, patients will be referred to outpatient clinical treatment. Even with the short stays, officials expect a waiting list. On a recent day at Upstate, there were 10 adolescents coping with mental health crises in the ER. There are only 8 beds for these emergency cases in this unit, according to Christopher Lucas, Upstate's psychiatry chair.
It's going to be full the day after we open. We need to expand all of the services in between outpatient, intensive outpatient, partial hospitalization, and then acute hospitalization. That's going to be our fight over the next few years.
In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.